was minding my business and scrolling through, and I'm looking at content, and I came up on Terry Roseland podcast, right? And him and his co-host were having a conversation, and it was on target for what is going on in the relationship world of people these days, right? And I always have this conversation ever so often in my group chats, my pod people, and with my friends on how people move and why people move the way that they move. And I want to talk about it. So they were talking, the episode is called Roses Are Dead, I believe. Great conversation, great topic, right? I wanted to explain my theory on that bullshit, okay? And it all boils down to the good guy versus confused girl. And this is for the people in between their 20s to sometimes their 40s, sometimes mid-40s, all right? Those are real immature people, but hey, if you don't do your work, it's just going to follow you into your 40s. So I think a lot of people spend a lot of good effort that is for a different person on the wrong person, right? And when you spend a lot of your effort and your energy with the wrong person, you waste time and it fucks you up emotionally, financially, and mentally. You're doing horrible community service to a nation if you know for sure you don't want to be with this person long term. If you know you don't want the things that this person wants out of a relationship, you are fucking it up for the person who is coming up behind you to deal with this person. So when you have someone that's good to you, when you have someone that's really trying, when you have someone that's not with the drama, always caring for you, looking out for you, being their best, and you know in your mind, even if they do that shit, it will never be enough. It will never matter to you. It will never be appreciated. You are a fucked up person because you're training this person to think that something is wrong with them because you're never happy with what they do. You're never happy with how they show their effort. You never appreciate them all the way. And the way that you act and the way that you carry on is fucked up because you know you're wasting their time, all the while giving them the illusion that you're trying, that you give a fuck. And you deserve everything that comes behind you genuinely not giving a fuck and you being found out. Okay? And don't let me skip over this fact. It is never all women are like this. It is never all men are like this. It's the men and women you're picking. It's the time you're not taking for yourself to speak to yourself in your moments of peace and quiet where you need to be like, okay, I did this and this for this person. I was caring. I was loving. I was genuine. I was understanding. I was forgiving, and they still fucked me over. Let me break up with them or stop dealing with them and spend some time with myself and evaluate what I'm not seeing, what the clues I am not picking up, okay? Shout out to Steve. You're not picking up those blue clues, okay? You need to grab your notebook, okay? Because there are always signs that a person genuinely doesn't fuck with you. You're just refusing to see it because that'll become a bigger issue. Okay. Some people ignore the obvious. Some people don't pick up on the clues. Some people step over what's in the way. Do I make sense? It's not that all women are one way or all men are one way and it gives you a right to be fucking bitter and a bitch about life. That doesn't give you a right. It's your lack of discipline. Your lack of patience with people, I think a lot of people find themselves in love with the idea of, oh, finally I found my person. Oh, finally I could plan for this. We should have kids ASAP, you know what I'm saying? And what are you trying to do in 2 months? Like, slow the fuck down. Slow the fuck down. How do you know that you're going to actually be with this person in 3 months? How do you know that this person is going to be great for you going into next year? You don't know. So take your time. Stop planning spaces for people who never told you they wanted the space. Stop pulling out seats for people who never told you they wanted to take a seat next to you. Stop opening doors for people that never showed you they were trying to walk through. Sometimes we end up preparing spaces for people who don't deserve to be in the space. And that's not their fault. That's our fault. That is our fault. Okay? You have to have discipline, patience, and self-awareness to know once something doesn't smell right, doesn't look right, doesn't feel right, doesn't sound right, you need to get up out of there because you're worth the better. You're worth the more. You're worth the genuine shit. And when you're putting all this extra effort, these grand gestures, and this person doesn't fucking appreciate it, this person doesn't think about you, this person doesn't genuinely check in on you, this person doesn't show up for you, this person doesn't reciprocate your energy, this person is not honest, you gotta dig every day to figure out what they on. You don't have to do that with somebody who genuinely likes you. You don't have to do that with somebody who's genuinely for you. You don't have to repeat yourself 5, 6, 10 times about the same shit with somebody that actually gives a fuck about you being happy and pleased. You don't have to do that. So if you find yourself doing that, those are the clues. Those are the clues that somebody doesn't fuck with you. So if you're constantly taking this girl out, spending money on this, taking them on this trip, getting their nails done, getting their hair done, making sure they're happy, spending time with them, coming up with nice dates and shit. She always got a nasty ass attitude. It don't never feel like it's good enough. She always asking you about, what about this? But why you ain't do that? You gotta stop. You gotta stop. And this is another thing that people really get confused. It is not selfish to spend time being single by yourself. It's called self-care, okay? They got the wrong S on it. They got the wrong S on it. It's self-care. I took 6 years to do nothing with nobody, relationship-wise, because I felt that I was doing it wrong. I felt that I was putting effort in the wrong places. I felt like, nah, I need to figure out what my problem is first. I spent 6 years of being single and not caring for anybody else but me and my kids on purpose. Not because I wasn't being asked on dates, not because there was no options, not because I was bored, not because I hated men. I didn't hate men. I just knew if I really didn't care about seeing you again or being around you or genuinely being able to foresee you in my future, I didn't want your time. I didn't want you to take me out on a date. I didn't want you to do nice shit for me so you can be like, well, I did X, Y, and Z for you, but you're not doing this for me because I'm purposely showing you I don't like you like that. I don't want you to waste your time here, sir. I don't want you to put in the extra effort for me when you could be putting it in on a woman that actually wants you. I purposely showed men that I'm not going to call you and let you know a night or a day that we could go on a date because I don't want it. And sometimes people think, I need to apply more pressure. No. The answer been no. You just refuse to see that it's a no. That's how you save yourself from wasting your time. You don't have to be the good guy with the bad girl all the fucking time. You don't have to be the good guy with the confused woman that, you know, women say they want a good man, but the way that they act, they don't appreciate it, or, you know, I don't get the responses that I should get after doing all these good things. Sometimes men are good guys to a woman that continuously shows them that they don't like them. And once you peep that through self-awareness, you need to back the hell off and you need to leave her alone. Because the more you pursue a woman that's not giving you feedback, that she cares, that she gives a fuck, that she appreciates you and you're being a good guy, you're going to become a bitter man. Okay? And then y'all got to stop dealing with each other and you're going to be a bitter man for the next bitch who's actually genuine, who actually does like you. And you're never going to think that it's coming from a genuine place because you spent so much time putting care and effort and love and consideration into the wrong women. Again, your fault. Your lack of self-awareness. So spending time single to get to know yourself and your pros and your cons, that's not you being selfish, ho. That's called caring for self. So don't let nobody tell you, oh, you're being selfish. You should be dating. You should be this. You don't know what the fuck I need to be doing. I do. The more I know myself, the better it gets for me. Don't let anybody tell you when. You know when. You know when your discipline is on point. And you have to have discipline in everything. Discipline in what you eat. Discipline in the time you give people. Discipline in how you spend your money. Discipline in your time. And discipline is not a bad thing. Discipline is basically the anchor for your reality and the eliminator of your bullshit. Okay? That is all discipline is. It is the anchor of your reality and the eliminator of your bullshit, because it's going to call you out on it every time. Because when you go against your self-discipline, okay, you're going to, number one, waste your time. Number two, waste your energy. And number three, waste your efforts. And I don't have time to waste. I don't have energy to waste. And I don't have effort to waste. That's why I don't lie to people. I don't give a fuck about lying to people. I don't give a fuck about me telling you the truth and it's going to hurt your feelings. I'd rather tell you, you have the option of what you want to do with the truth that I told you and me deal with it than try to constantly cover it up and then remember what I told you to cover it up. So when you tell me again, I can tell you the same story. I'm not doing that. I don't care. I don't care to lie to my kids. I don't care to lie to my mother. I don't care to lie to my brothers. I don't care to lie to my nephews. I don't care to lie to my job. I don't care. Yeah, I had a development meeting after I had my raise in the company, and my supervisor goes, so where else would you like to develop in the company? Do you want to go in this department? Do you want to work on this? I said, nowhere. So he was like, what do you like to do? I said, I like podcasting, creating artistic things, and y'all don't have that. So I just come in here, do my job in this department, and I clock out. Okay? Very simple, very direct. So he was just like, okay, so let's pick one of these that's closest to that. There was nothing on that form closest to anything that I do, because what I do, y'all only offer in one place, in Illinois, and I'm not moving to Illinois to work for this company and do those things. Sometimes people have a hard time accepting what the fuck somebody said or what the fuck somebody showed you. But I'm honest enough to let somebody know I'm fully capable of doing this job. I don't want nothing else from you. You're not going to be able to hold something over my head for me to reach for that I know you're not about to give me. Right? So when you peep and you know what you want, stop reaching for extra shit just because somebody told you, you should try this, you should try that. Learn yourself. Know yourself. Know when you overstayed your welcome. You shouldn't have to be at your friend's house and overstay your welcome and you have to wait for them to tell you you need to go. Know when the fuck you need to leave. Read the fucking room. Know when a woman does not like you. You don't have to keep calling a woman 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. They see the call. They're looking at their phones when you text them. Some women look at a text all fucking day and decide to respond back at 11:55 p.m. and you text her at 10 a.m. Women do that. Why? Because they know, oh, he likes me more than him. Let me see what I can use out of him. Oh, she likes me more than I do her. Let me see what she's going to do for me. Learn to not be that person. Okay? There are great people out here. You just have to be a great person to yourself to peep it. A lot of y'all spend y'all time chasing somebody that never wanted you in the first place. They just like to chase. A lot of people get upset when you finally quit chasing them and then you have the audacity to find somebody that actually fucks with you. How dare you? How dare you? Use your time wisely and don't be bitter. It is okay to spend time with yourself. It is okay to not be on dates when Valentine's Day comes around if it's not genuine. And don't get me wrong. Fucking people just to be fucking people. For some people, that's good enough. For me, it's not. Anybody can be fucked. Don't feel bad by what I just said. Anybody can be fucked. Okay? But if you are in a genuine space where fucking anybody does not do anything for you, be honest with yourself and stop fucking with people just because. Okay? Fucking people just to be fucking feels very empty, personally. So I don't do it. Okay? And when your body starts telling you, you're not going to get anything out of this, and it's pointless, you need to stop. You need to stop. Okay? It's like... And don't act like you don't. It's like being in your phone and flicking through a whole bunch of flicks and ain't nothing hitting. And you just like, fuck it, I'm just going to go to sleep. Go to sleep. Don't call up nobody and act like you interested when you're not interested. Because you know you're not. You're just not. I just want people to know that you're not missing out on anything with anybody if they're not genuine. If the action is not genuine, you're not missing out. I promise you. I promise you, okay? You're not missing out. So stop feeling like you got to play catch up in life, in your relationship, or the person you met, or they're really nice. Sometimes you being so forward and putting someone in your future so quick can scare them the fuck away. Because they think something's wrong, or what are you hiding, or why are you rushing? So take your time. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam, and it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Pays Me On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shanbypodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. I'm with people. And when you peep that somebody is not for you, or it doesn't feel right, or something's off, get off the gas a little bit. Ease up. Cruise through that bitch. Okay? Cruise through that situation. Keep your eyes open. Stay focused. Listen for things. Peep things. Listen to your gut, not that nut, okay? But there, it will always be this rotation of good guys every generation going for the wrong girl. And then the wrong girl teaches that good guy how to be a bitter man. And until you realize that my fault, it was me not having self-discipline and self-awareness that allowed that, you won't fix it. And things will just continuously be perpetuated through different situations and different people. Okay? But it's never about all men or all women. But a lot of y'all won't do y'all fucking work to realize the problem is you. So spend time with yourself and get to know what the fuck you did wrong in your past relationship so you could get one and be happy in it and be honest in it and it feel right. Feel like I'm living through a generation full of infophiliacs, okay? And it's basically people who love quote-unquote hard. Like some people will say, oh, I love hard. That's why I do things how I do it. When in reality, it's not that you love hard, but you love despite the clues that this person is not going to reciprocate. You love despite the clues that this person is not interested. And at some point, we have to take accountability in the fact that we keep pouring into something that will never pour into us. We keep giving to someone who has never shown us that they want to give to us. We keep trying with someone who has never picked up their hand to try anything with us. And that's self-awareness that you're lacking. So just be careful with what you say with you love hard. There's a lot of people that's waiting for somebody that loves hard to play in their face, okay? So yes, you can definitely love someone and flip a bad experience into a lesson, but why learn a lesson the hard way when you can just be smarter from the jump? Sometimes we will never be good enough for the wrong people. Matter of fact, all the time. I will never be good enough for the wrong person for me. And it took me years to realize that in my experiences that some people are just not supposed to be around me long term. Some people are not supposed to, they wasn't supposed to be here in the first place, okay? Infophilia always strikes me as a personal problem because that's you constantly falling too fast, too far for the wrong person. And that will be prevented with self-awareness. The more self-awareness you have, the less you'll do that. Deep down, a lot of people do not believe that they deserve better, so they stay in places that don't treat them that well. You stay with people who don't treat you that well. You stay around friends who don't treat you that well. And a lot of people aren't recovering from the truth of the relationships that they have with people because they're not dealing with it. You know, they're laughing it off, or they're having a drink, or they're taking a break tonight. I'm going to work an extra shift. Maybe they feel better tomorrow. Maybe they want to play with you tomorrow. Maybe they want to manipulate you tomorrow. Yes. Because people will always convince you, if you let them, that your efforts are not enough. And the thing is, your efforts are great. Your efforts are perfect. Just not for them. So the whole time you've been pouring into the wrong situation. Brings me back to this being a lover boy or being a lover girl. That's fine. That's cool. Only if you practice these things, your boundaries, you keep your self-respect, you're self-aware, and you're self-disciplined, because those things are going to park you when the situation is not right. But if you want to be a lover boy or a lover girl, and you are not self-aware, you don't know when somebody's manipulating you, you don't know when somebody's disrespecting you, you don't know when someone's playing in your face, and you have no personal boundaries for yourself, people will take advantage of that. And we can meet all kinds of people and be willing to leave them if it ain't for us. And that's how you have to be. You have to be so worthy and know that you are so worthy that you can walk away when it's not working, when it's not for you, when it's not reciprocated. And in my opinion, women do not argue or ignore men that they respect and value. They just don't. You might have a disagreement, but you're going to watch your tone when you disagree. You're going to respect me when you disagree. You're going to come to a solution when you disagree. And when it comes to women, men do not need you to constantly ask them the same thing. Men do not need you to constantly drop hints. And if he liked you, he would. And if he considered you, he would. And if he was interested, you would know. So if you don't know and if you're unsure, he is not sure about you. He does not want you. He does not want to be intentional, but he's trying to see how long you will allow him to play in your face. So when it comes to people, stop being the good guy with the girl that doesn't want them. Stop being the good girl with the man that doesn't want you, that doesn't value you, that doesn't respect you, because you are no longer the victim. You are making a constant daily, nightly effort of trying with the person who wouldn't budge for you, who wouldn't move for you, who wouldn't try for you. And it sounds harsh, and it sounds like I'm being mean, but sometimes the truth sounds ugly. I just been seeing it a little bit too much. You have to have limits with people. You can't do all the great gestures for people because they will never appreciate it. And I think everybody deserves, when they're ready, to be with the person that they're ready for, that will appreciate it. And that's all I wanted to say. My name is Shan. But what do I know? Do what you do. Do what you do.